test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. There, that's the, you know, that's where it's going to be, man. This is from the first day we bought this fucking digital board to today. This is three boards later. This thing has never goddamn made any goddamn sense to me. I know it's bound to make some sense to somebody somewhere. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But when the, never mind. We got other problems. We got other fucking problems with this piece of shit. We got, care to hear? What the fuck is that, man? Why is that on? Let's take that off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What about that, man? Does that work? Testing 1, 2, 3. So, the same goddamn problem, and I have to get, we're going to have to get Frontier out here because we have a phone line with a buzz on it. When we have a phone line with a buzz on it, we are fucked because, as you know, we use our character phone to do all kinds of groovy shit. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. This is what we call our pre-show. This is, we give you, if this is your last, well, you know, this is the last live Sunday night show, so that's the end of that, man. But you can watch this. If you have your BSP, which I assume you do, you can watch this shit every day because we have our video of the pre-show and the show, and that's where that's at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is called the kind of the technical groovy ass shit that one does when one does what one does. Now, as I said, we have a real fucking problem with this goddamn phone line. So I gotta get, we're gonna get Frontier out here tomorrow and fix this fucking thing. I figure we're lucky that we've had this motherfucker work for as long as it has. 5 years, 6 years. I don't know how long it's been since we had Frontier on the case, you know. Dig this. Test, 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 test. What are you telling me now, man? Test, 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 test. Are you kidding? Test, 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 test. Frontier being the phone company that provides us with our landline. I don't have any use for a landline any more than anybody else does, except for the fact that this ought to be real noisy. Yep, there it is. That's always, always there for whenever it disappoints. Now, I used to be able to, up until a few days ago, I was able to sort of fuck you and the horse you rode in on. All right, so that thing's done. The good news, it's not the phones. It's the piece of shit line coming in. So that's fucked. That means no character, and I had a couple of bits that I was going to do tonight. Can they be done without the phone? I suppose, but not well. Yes, there have been times when I've had characters off the phone, but this ain't one of those bits. Now, we've done Kenny Slag, and it ain't like I just can cook this shit up off the top of my motherfucking head, although you'd be surprised what I'm able to do. What is Launchpad? Oh, this is this promos, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me see here. That's that. This is that. This is that. This is that. I don't know. You know, one day when we get our phone working again, we'll have a wonderful time. Anybody watching the show, are any of you guys phone company guys? That'd be kind of bitching, wouldn't it? Have you cats come out here and just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You got me, brother. I'm fucking lost. All right, so what we'll do here is, you know, like they say in football, punt, man, you know. One of the things I do is I go to my character list. What do we got here? I go to my character list and come up with possibly something. God damn it. You know, it's Larry Grover. You know, I had all kinds of ideas for Larry, too. And I had an idea for a Bobby out at Kebab Lake. She's out at Lake Kebab. She's at Butner Lake, but tonight she'd be at, where is she?
I'm at Lake Kebab. Who are you?
I'm Larry Grover.
Jesus. You know, I don't really, Phil.
Yeah.
Why am I?
Because we have, you know, maybe I'm at Butner Lake. Maybe I drove all the way to Butner Lake to interview them because the phones were out. Because I figure Butner Lake is kind of like Bass Lake. You know, I've been to Bass Lake because Maria and her family went to Bass Lake when she was a kid. And then we went up, I don't know how many summers ago, 12, 13 summers ago. It's really beautiful. And so I see Bass Lake. I see there's little, you know, the cottages and the cabins along the lake. And then there's across the lake is the package store. I don't know about restaurants. I don't remember us. I think there was kind of like a pizza joint, something like that. So, Bobby, it's great here, isn't it?
Well, we love it, you know.
I don't know. It's, where are we at here, man? Oh, I know what I'm doing. Or I could do a fill only. I'm not really sure what to talk about. So much fucking bummer news. Like, just massive fucking bummer news. Every goddamn fucking day. Some shit. You know, I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm like, I live in this fucking country. This bullshit about staying in your fucking lane. I don't see anybody else staying in their motherfucking lanes, including people that are saying other people ought to stay in their fucking lanes. Whose lane is what, you know? Somebody tell me to stay in my fucking lane. Well, what fucking lane are you in? The selling insurance lane? The doctor lane? Are you the garbage man lane? The plumber lane? The construction worker lane? You don't want to hear from me because I'm just some ass? Okay, don't listen to me. Don't talk to me. Don't, you know, it's pretty simple. Ain't going to stop. You know, I mean, you ought to know me well enough by now. The only thing that makes me stop this shit is I get sick of talking about it. I just get fucking sick and tired because I am by nature, by training, by profession, a entertainer. But I also learned from radio, and this was unique to radio and probably unique to stand-up comedy, that because we were live every day, we had to react to things every day. And I heard people early on in my life, like Emperor Hudson, guys that I listened to on the radio here in L.A., react to things. I remember the morning he didn't like the song Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. He took it off the turntable and threw it. And he told the audience, he said, I'm not playing that. That was probably one of the first stay-in-your-lane moments. You know? He said, I'm not going to play that. I think he got a complaint letter or something. Someone said, how come you took that song off? He said, I'm not playing that. Eve of Destruction is a song by Barry McGuire about how the world is really going to hell. This was in 1963 or 4. That's how, you know, long it's been going to hell. I was 13. And that was the first time I heard a live... And Bob Hudson, Emperor Hudson, was a great radio performer. He was theater of the mind, man. He's the cat that I learned so much from. He was the emperor. And you could see him sitting in his leopard skin room and all this bullshit that he came up with. But he reacted, and a lot of people do that, you know. And some guys are trained to be very, very, very strict about that they just don't go there. They don't talk about it, you know. Like, but they can't help themselves. Like Letterman after 9/11. He finally came back on after 2 weeks, but he was emotional about it. So was the rest of those guys. I don't know. So it's impossible in a day and age where everything is immediate, especially your entertainment is live. We have somebody doing a live show. It's impossible to ask them not to react to that. It's just, and if you don't like what they're saying, you can, because frankly, I got to be honest with you. These days, listening to the so-called professionals, I think half the guys that are doing fucking jokes for a living are way fucking smarter than any of these assholes that call themselves professional, you know, representatives and senators and all that shit. I think some people just want to feel like they can lord it over somebody. You know, in this world, people feel so powerless. They want to feel like there's at least someone they can step on and shit on and piss on and say, you're less than me. And I get it that it's generally guys like me. They're going to say, well, that motherfucker on the radio, because they imagine I make millions and gazillions of dollars and I live in the lap of luxury and I'm stealing my money for a living. The same way they look at athletes. They figure they're stealing their money. They don't really earn that. I'm giving you a break. I'm letting you do that for a living. I'm going to see you play. I'm listening to your show. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be shit, you know. And think that what I do is easy, and they could probably do it themselves if they really wanted to, but they have this career in plumbing, and that's way, you know, whatever. I mean, so that's their justification. So then they turn around and they shit all over you. Never mind that they even know what the fuck it is they're talking about, because they don't, but, you know, that's how they make themselves feel better. And you tell them, okay, don't listen to me, don't watch me, don't do anything, just stay away from me, and they can't do it. That's creepy. That's when it gets real creepy. So, what would you say to that, Larry?
You know, Phil, I learned a long time ago not to argue with you. And you know, and Mother's here.
Well, I'm always here, Larry.
Yeah, Mother's always here.
Bobby, you and Steve?
Yeah, Steve, can I ask you a question?
You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Steve. What is your name, Steve?
My name's Larry. My name is Larry.
Your name is Larry, yeah.
Then why did you...
I'm right here.
Oh, I know, because you two sound alike. Steve, did you, when I was talking about the CC and 7, that's what I was doing today.
Hello, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, and it's times like these when I'm able to tell the overlords that they should just go and hammer their grandmothers. I know, it sounds crude. We could do it. We could do Dr. Elcott, because I'm used to having him, and there's never anybody on the phone with him, is there? Well,
yeah.
I went swimming today. That's why I look sunburned. If I look sunburned, that's why.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's what I'm talking about right here.
Okay, well, you know, I've tried 5 different phones. It's definitely... The phone line's completely fucked. The line's completely... It's probably not that serious a thing. It sounds like just there's something, you know, like something amiss. Like maybe something's not quite connecting.
Hey, man.
Now, here's the thing. This is the thing that blows my mind. Okay, it just disconnected, right? Now, I click it back on without dialing the number. And I just go to the phone box. I should just be getting a dial.
The time allotted for you to dial has been exceeded. Please hang up and try your call again.
Yeah, okay, baby. Yeah, baby, I got you, you know. All right.
You know what I need, man, is I need the electrical thing. Hello, testing 1, 2. Welcome. This is our last Sunday night show. And the reason for that is multitudinous, but mostly it's, you know, we've just decided weighing all of the things against the other, you know. And if it looks like I'm, you know, adjusting myself in my pants, I'm not. I'm actually just trying to adjust the seat. Interesting. Okay, so what is this doing now, man? What are you doing now? I gotta move Dr. Elcott. Something is slowing up this computer, and it's that goddamn... Anyway. Okay. No, I'm right on the edge. Now, in Elcott the Next Step, we certainly do learn to control ourselves. Is the electricity sound effect so I can zap his fucking ass. Where that would be, anybody's fucking guess. Actually, I don't want those. Get away from me. Go far away. I don't want yours. I want these over here. And I'm watching a Shirley Temple movie, which is... And this is Dr. Ed Elcott. The Shirley Temple film I'm watching right now is irritating me. And, yes, we can be irritated in Elcott, especially if we sense Elcar. Shirley Temple tap dancing with an African-American man wearing a drum major's outfit while she is supposedly of a higher rank does tend to irritate me. And what I do when I'm irritated is I go home and I try to drown myself. I never drown myself, obviously, but I stick my head in a bucket of ice-cold water and keep it there until I can't stand it. Until I can't stand any longer. And that's because of Shirley Temple and her fucked up movies that keep coming on my television. Well, why don't you stop watching TCM? I can't. I can't because I'm old. So, going to a birthday party on Saturday, this coming Saturday night, for the great Derek Waters. Great man. He is. He's a great man. He's one of the great producers and creative guys I've ever met. Almost as fucking good as me. No, I'm kidding, Derek. You surpass me, in my opinion. Well, it's different what you do. It's, you know, you're way more successful. Well, I wouldn't say that. You got more money. You must have more money. Something about you is better than me, I know. All right. Electricity. Here we are. Aha, just found it. Just found it, you two-bit. You lousy, stinking. Where do I put it, though? Let's try this. This is my number two machine. Perfect as fucking hell. Perfect as hell. All right, now, the other thing I want to do is get rid of this shit. Close out. What is Patriot doing open? Get out of here. Get that there. Get, come on now, get. Get up there. And then I want to, man, what I want to do. Man, the things I need to do. Hey, dude, what? So what exactly do I got to do to make this motherfucker, like, do the things that I want it to do? Never mind. Fuck it, dude. I did something wrong here. I didn't full screen it or some shit. Oh, that's interesting. Well, all right, man. How do I get out of full screen now? I can't get the words to come out of my mouth the way... Ah, there, I just did it. I used to do this thing as a kid. This is how I got my laughs as a kid. Get it out of me! Get it out of me! I'd be screaming this, you know. Not to scare anybody, but just I thought this was funny. I'd get hours of enjoyment doing this. Please! Get it out of me! Oh, there, it's out. That's what I would do. Or get it out! And be like, because I saw that Star Trek where the bug went into the guy's head. Get it out of my head! Get out of my brain! Oh, it's out. And the people that got it, got it. The people that were in the know and thought that was funny, they were my people, you know. All right, and there were very few of them, but this, you know. Or the other one was, oh my God, what is it? What is it? What the fuck? Oh, it's your sister. You know, that got a lot of laughs. All right, who? Oh, who? Where are we at here, man? Let me check out goddamn breathe. Come on, where are you? Oh, look, see, it didn't stick with me because I didn't cue it right. All right, we'll get it. We'll get it going, man. And we're almost ready to go. Almost ready to go. What is it, 627? Yeah, we're doing groovy, man. Bitch. Doing all right, bitch. Yeah. This is Ilkut, the next step. Shirley Temple shouldn't bother you. She should be of no concern to you. She's a concern to me. Now, Ed, do you feel that you're... Well, my name is Overlord, but my name is Overlord Greasy Watkins. Greasy, Overlord Greasy Watkins is with us. Yeah. Well, now, Ed, do you feel that you're a kind of a, you're in love with her? No, I don't feel I'm in love with her, no. All right. Because we're almost the same age. How old are you? In Ilkut years, I'm 317. Okay, I'm 306. So I'm older than you, obviously. Yes, you understand, ladies and gentlemen, Ilkut years work in reverse, so you'd be about 20 years older than me. Yes. I'm 306, so in Earth years, in regular guy, what we call Earth people, or what we call the ungloined, or the unglowing, the unglistened. Yes, the unglistened think that that would be 40. Well, I don't know what they think I am, but I would be, no, I wouldn't be, I'd be 70. Oh, yeah, because I'm 50. I hope so, because that's what 312 in... Well, you don't know Overlord Greasy Nelson, but he's... it's Greasy Unger. No, we have Felix Unger. No, that's the guy from Odd Couple. Oh, Casper Unger. That's it. But what's your name? I don't know. So, yeah, it's jacked up, man. The whole fucking thing's going to pay TV, baby, to quote Jonathan Winters. Where's Breathe? I just had it.
Motherfucker, Henry.
But, Ed, don't ever piss me off. That's all I beg you. I beg of you. I'll try not to, Greasy. Whoa, Greasy. I mean, Overlord, Groovy. Okay, so we're stacking the deck here with Breathe, and we're going to be ready to rock at this bitch in just a couple of minutes. I hope Blue Chew comes back as a sponsor. I really like that sponsor. I do. Yeah, I really do. I like being able to talk to you guys straight about some shit. And Blue Chew, you know, the Viagra, Cialis, I guess it has combination of Viagra and Cialis. That ought to be pretty power pack for some of you guys. You know, me, I don't need it. But, whole new ball game, baby. With that shit, whole new ball game. Really is. I mean, you know, let me see here. With that shit,
I tell you.
Okay. Well, Phil, what do you think? I think we can kick off here, Doc. I just got a couple more little tweaks. All right. Phil Hendry will be tweaking. Now, somebody told me the other day, and they're absolutely right. They said that the early General Shaw, this is General Galen Shaw, and so he sounded like that, and sounded almost like Elcott. I try to, you know, kind of smooth out the edges on Elcott. And I'd love to return General Shaw to that, but what do I do with Elcott? And we all want to return General Shaw to that because we want to see Lloyd reappear. And Lloyd's, you know, he talks like this, which is where we've got General Shaw now. So it all morphed in a way that it probably shouldn't have, but we'll figure something out. La-dee-dee-dee-dee. Da-dootin-doo-doo. Strangers in your night. Nighty. Strangers in your nighty. I mean, in your exchanging glances. Wondering what in hell was up with their pantses. Oh, that's right, they discovered Blue Chew. Now every day, there's something going, even if the guy's 100 and going on to 101. Sorry. All right, Pluto TV. You've heard of Pluto TV, haven't you? Haven't? Well, let me tell you all about it. They are the Pluto TV, you've heard, let me, you know, what I really ought to do is have the goddamned thing there. Yes, and the other goddamn thing. Now, where's my electricity? I want to make sure I know where that is. No, that ain't it, is it, bitch? It's over here. Yeah. Don't be fucking around, Phil. A lot of people died so you can be a disc jockey, so, you know. Hey, hey, hey. We're the monkeys.